In this video, we'll build a set of classes to represent a collection of blogs known as our feed data source. We'll use the Syndication Client class to download and read data from each blog's RSS or Atom feeds asynchronously. Let's get started. Now, before we actually write code for our blog reader, I want to show you what our application is going to do. It's going to read in data from blogs, like in this case, the Extreme Windows blog, and all that data is represented in either an RSS or Atom post. Our application is going to read that data, parse the information out, and then build a set of classes that represent them. So the first class is called a feed data class, and that's going to represent a single blog like the Extreme Windows blog. And then that feed data class has a collection, a list of feed items, and each feed item represents a single blog post underneath that. And then we also have a collection of blogs, and that's called feed data source. And that's going to represent the Extreme Windows blog and a number of other blogs that we're going to retrieve asynchronously. So what our application is going to do is read in data, and I'll just click Save Target As here for this RSS post. And I just want to save this XML file. We'll go ahead and open it with Visual Studio Express. And we'll see that it's an XML file. And I'll just increase the font size at the bottom here to 140 to make this more readable. And we'll do two things here, edit select all, and edit advanced format selection. And while that's formatting selection, what I just want to show, and let's scroll to the very top, is this is what our code is going to do. We are going to convert the XML from this RSS feed, like the title, link, description, and then each of these different items that represents a blog post into .NET classes representing the feed data and feed item. So now that we see what the XML file is, let's just go ahead and close this, and we can go ahead and save, that's fine. We want to create a new class. So I'll click on our project, click Add Class, and we'll just zoom in here, and we'll call this class Feed Data. I'll zoom out and click Add. Now, to make this a little more readable, I'll just change this again to 140% zoom in. And we'll also go up to the quick launch and do full screen mode. If you just start typing full screen, you'll see the Visual Studio command for full screen is Shift Alt Enter. And I'll be using the keyboard shortcut from now on. Now, the first thing we're going to do is add feed data. And feed data represents a single blog feed. Let's make sure this is public. Let's add a comment here. And we'll say holds info for a single blog feed, including a list of blog posts. And that is the feed item class that we will create in just a second. Now let's create the feed item class first. Hit enter, and we'll type public class. You see we get a code snippet for class. If I hit tab twice, it'll ask me to now replace this, and we'll call our file feed item and hit enter. Now, feed item represents a single blog post. That has things like a title, author, content, publication date, and the URI or the link. So let's go ahead and just add those properties quickly. I'll use the code snippet for a property. Type in P-R-O-P and hit tab twice. We'll do string title. And we'll do that same thing again for author. Hit enter twice. Property, and this time we'll do the actual content for the post. And we also want to do the date time, and that's going to represent the publication date for that specific post, when that post was published. And then lastly, the URI, and that's going to be the link. Now let's go to the top of our file, make sure we have a nice label here in comments. Holds info for a single blog post. So that represents a single blog post. Now let's add some properties to our feed data representing our blog, like title, description, and so on. I'll use the property snippet again, string title, a string representation for the description of the blog, a date time, which is the publication date. And we'll just shorten that by pub date. Now, the last thing we need to do is actually have a list of items. That represents all the specific blog posts for this blog. To build that, we'll make this a private list of feed item. So we're going to have a list of items, and we'll call it underscore items equals new list of feed item. And we'll have a public property list that returns a feed item. And we'll call that items. And within here, we just want to have a get. And our get will just return that private value, this dot dot underscore items. Now we have a class that represents a single blog feed, as well as all the blog posts contained within it. The next class we're going to build is the feed data source class. So let's scroll to the bottom here, and let's build a class called feed data source. Now let's add a comment to feed data source and describe exactly what it is. And really, it holds a collection of blog feeds. And by that, I mean the feed data class that we built earlier and contains methods needed to retrieve the feeds. So this is where the actual work of calling the syndication client is going to happen, getting data, and then building feed data and feed item classes for all the data for a particular blog. Now let's scroll our page to the very top here and start adding some code. First thing we'll do is build an observable collection of feed data, private. Notice we'll start typing observable collection and we don't get IntelliSense. That's because we need to add the namespace for it. And I'll just start typing observable collection of feed data. And you can either use control dot or just put your mouse over here. And you'll see that Visual Studio tells us that if you want to use observable collection, you need to add a using statement to using system.collections.objectModel. And it'll add that to the top of our page and the squiggly will go away. Now let's name this feeds equals new, and I'll just choose the Visual Studio default here, and this will create a new observable collection of type feed data. Next, we'll add a property called feeds. Public, and the data type will be the same, observable collection of feed data, and we'll call this feeds. Now within here, we're just going to add a get, and let's just put this on its own line. And this simply is going to return the private value, return this underscore feeds. Next, let's build the method stubs for what this class is actually going to do. The first method stub we'll build is public async task get feeds async. I'll leave that there. And we'll talk about these as we build them. The next one is private, and it's going to be asynchronous as well, task. This time we're going to retrieve a feed data, and that's called get feed async. And we pass in a string that represents a URI. And the last one is public, but this time static, feed data get feed. And that'll retrieve a feed data based on a title. Now that we've built the method stubs, the first one we're going to do is build the get feed async method. So let's go ahead and just start adding some code here and bring our method to the top of the file. First, let's build a syndication client. If I just start typing syndication client, I'll use Visual Studio again, hit Control Tab to automatically have it add the windows.web.syndication namespace. And this includes all the classes to be able to read RSS and Atom feeds. Go ahead and select that. And let's call our client client equals new syndication client. And we're also going to add a URI type. We'll call it feed URI equals new URI. And we'll pass in the feed URI string. So when you call the method get feed async, turn this string into a URI. Let's add a semicolon at the end there. What we're going to do is try and call and get data asynchronously. So I'm going to add a try catch. And if for whatever reason we get an exception, instead of throwing, we want to return null. Within try, what I want to do is just build a syndication feed, which represents an RSS or Atom feed for that blog. We'll just call it feed equals await client.retrieveFeedAsync. And we need to pass in the actual URI for that blog post. So what this will do is execute. Our line will wait until it's done calling the web and building a syndication feed class. And at this point, we can start reading data from the feed class. Now that we have a feed, we're going to build a feed data class. We'll just call it feed data equals new feed data. And what we're going to do is map values from the feed into our custom feed data class. Now this code will be a little repetitive, but what we're doing is making sure that the values are actually not null before we set them. The first thing we'll do is check the title, and we'll say feed.title, making sure that isn't null, and then the feed.title.text also isn't null. And assuming it's not, let's set our feed data. Title equal to feed.title.text. Now we're going to do the exact same thing for subtitle, and we'll map that to the description. If feed.subtitle is not equal to null, and feed.subtitle.text also doesn't equal null, then set the feed data dot description equal to the feed subtitle text. Next thing we want to do is actually read the specific blog items. So we'll do that. Say if feed.items does not equal null, and the count of them, the items.count, is greater than 0. Then we're going to do a little bit of code. We're going to set the publication date and then loop through this feed items. First, we'll set the pub date. Use the date of the latest post as the last updated date. And to do that, we'll say feed data dot pub date equals feed items 0, which is the last item, dot published.datetime. So there's the latest post publication date, and we set that to feed data, not a specific item, but back to the feed data, the blog post itself. Next, we're going to add a for each loop to loop through all of the feed items. So we'll say for each, and this is a syndication item, and we'll choose item in feed.items. And we're going to loop through and set the specific properties for the feed item class. First, let's build a new feed item equals new feed item. Just like we validated data for the blog, we now need to validate data for every blog post, like the title, the publication date, authors, and so on. First, let's validate title. If item.title does not equal null, and item.title.text also doesn't equal null, then let's set that newly created feed item title equal to item.title.text. Now let's do the same thing for publication date. We'll add a new if statement, and we'll say if item.publishDate doesn't equal null, then we'll set the feed item dot pub date property equal to item dot publish date dot date time. And let's add a couple more. We're going to now validate authors. If item dot authors doesn't equal null, and item dot authors.count is greater than 0, meaning we at least have one author. Let's pull the first author as the author for the post. Feed item dot author equal item authors, zero being the first one, dot name toString. The next thing we need to do is handle RSS and atom feeds. RSS and atom feeds handle content and links slightly differently, so we'll add an if statement to set the feed item properties for those a little differently. First, let's add atom feeds, and we'll scroll down. What we'll do is add a way to check the source format. So we'll say if feed.sourceFormat equals syndication format atom 1.0. And let's add some code to get the content out. If item.content doesn't equal null and item.content.text also isn't null, then let's set the content value. Feed item.content equals item.content.text. And content represents the actual content for that blog post. Next, we'll set the feed link. So we'll say if item.id is not null, then what we want to do is set the feed link. Feed item.link equals new URI, and we're going to just type Windows team blog.com plus item.id. And that represents our item. And now we've set the content and the link for atom. We now need to do the same thing if the syndication format is RSS. So let's do that now. To do that, we'll add an else if feed.sourceFormat, and this time we're looking for a source format equal to RSS2. And we'll choose RSS 2.0. And just like we did before, we're going to set the feed item content and the feed item.link. But you'll notice they're a little bit different. If item.summary doesn't equal null, and item.summary.text also doesn't equal null, then we'll set the feed item content equal to item.summary.text. Let's scroll our page up here, and we'll add one more if statement. If, this time we're going to set the link, if item.links doesn't equal null, and item.links.count is greater than zero, meaning we at least have one link, let's grab the first link. So feed item.link, since we only have one, equals item.links, and zero, grab the first, dot URI. And now that we've set all the properties for feed item, let's just make sure that we actually add that item, feed item, dot items, dot add, and we'll add that feed item that we've set all the properties to. And the last thing we want to do here is right before the catch is we want to say return feed data. So let's quickly review what we've done up here. And we've written a lot of code. We pass in a URI. We create a new URI class. We use the syndication client and wait until it retrieves data. Next, we're going to build a feed data class and read in data from the feed, do some validation for title, subtitle, and then loop through all of the items to add in different feed items that represent each blog post. So that includes title, publication date, author, and so forth. The end result of this is if we go back up to our method signature, we'll be getting a feed data class back, and that represents a blog and all of the blog posts associated with that blog. Next, we're going to build the getFeedsAsync method. This method does nothing more than call getFeedAsync for a number of blog posts we want, and it's very boilerplate. So for this case, I'm actually going to copy and paste some code in. So I'll copy and paste here, and I'll scroll to the very top. We build a task of feed data for each URL, developers, Windows Experience, Extreme Windows, and so on, for 14 of them. And then we call await, and we're going to add that to the observable collection of feeds. In the next video, we're going to talk in depth about async and await. But for now, just realize this will retrieve a list of RSS or Atom feeds asynchronously. Now the last thing we need to do here is add get feed. Let's scroll to the very bottom of our file, and we have our get deed method. And now let's put this a little higher. And right about there, let's start adding some code. Now let's actually add a quick comment here and say what this method is used for. And this returns the feed that has the specified title. So what we'll do is pass in a blog title and then retrieve all the data for that particular blog, basically searching. Now let's add some code. Var underscore feed data source equals app dot current dot resources feed data source, which we'll set up later as a feed data source. Now that we have a reference, what we want to do is add some link queries to be able to query that data source and find a matching title. Now let's search for a matching title. So we'll say var matches equals feed data source dot feeds dot where, and we're going to add a lambda expression here. Let me just set this. And this is what we're going to be looking for. Feed dot title equals, and whatever we passed in, which is we're going to pass in a title. Now, if matches dot count, equals 1, then we're going to return matches dot first, which is that first match. Otherwise, we return null. So to recap, with getFeed, you pass in a title, we'll search for all the data sources that have the matching title, and return the feed data for that blog. Now, one last method we're going to add here is the ability to do the same thing with the feed item. Public static feed item get item. Now what's different here is that we're actually retrieving a specific feed item, meaning a specific blog post. String, and we'll say unique ID. Like we did with the get feed, we'll get a feed data source equals app.current.resources feed data source as a feed data source. It's a feeds variable that contains the actual feeds within the feed data source. All right, let's look for some matches, and this time we're going to do a little bit of a more complex query by using select many. So for our matches, we'll pull a feed data source feeds, select many, and we'll say group these items to group.items. And we'll do our where clause. And let's go ahead and just add a line break to make this a little easier to follow. Another lambda expression. So on our item, what I want to do is check the quality of that item title. So item.title.equals the unique ID that's passed in when we call the method to begin with. So basically look through all of the feed items, and if we do have a matching title, then return it. And I'll just say that with if matches.count equals 1, then return matches first. Otherwise, return null, there wasn't a match. To recap, getItem lets us search through all matches for a matching title, and then retrieves that specific feed item. Now, at this point, we've written a lot of code. Let's actually exit a full screen, make sure we build, and that everything works okay.